A bombshell report is raising new questions this week about Dr. Anthony Fauci, his lack of transparency for the last year and a half, and what role, however inadvertent, his funding of coronavirus bat research in Wuhan might have played in this whole pandemic. It has been uncovered that Anthony Fauci wrote a paper back in 2012 in which he argued that coronavirus experiments on contagious viruses were actually needed and in most cases worth the risk, even if the work and the experiments accidentally led to a pandemic. How do you like that? Okay, now with news that the NIH, under Fauci's leadership, gave $600K to the Wuhan Institute of Virology for the study of bat coronaviruses, again in Wuhan, the same exact town where the virus just happened to originate, we got a lot of questions. I have a lot of questions that need answers. Welcome, everyone, to the Trish Regan Show. I am Trish, and just a reminder, the conservative voices, you know, we're all under attack. We're being censored. I'm being censored. So please do your part. Subscribe to the channel. Check out my links in the story notes below. Make sure you give it a thumbs up. Anyway, here we go. I want to dive into this because it's unbelievable. Our government's chief medical advisor, Anthony Fauci, writing in October 2012 for the American Society of Microbiology about how there was a public health benefit to gain-of-function viral experiments. And just so you know, the gain-of-function thing, those experiments involve manipulating, changing viruses in order to make them stronger. But according to Dr. Fauci, I mean, it's very risky, right? If you're making them stronger, it's worth the risk, he says, as long as there is significant oversight. And even if the work could accidentally lead to a pandemic. According to his 2012 essay, he writes, and I quote, "Many ask reasonable questions given the possibility of such a scenario, however remote, should have the initial experiments, should they have been performed in the first place and or published in the first place, and what were the processes involved in this decision? Scientists working in this field might say, as indeed I have said, that the benefits of such experiments and the resulting knowledge outweigh the risks." Come on. I mean, he also wrote that it was more likely that a pandemic would occur naturally and the need to stay ahead of such a threat is a primary reason for performing an experiment that might appear to be risky. Okay, so I get it. He was worried. He wanted to do these experiments in case we ever did get a virus that would be really problematic. But, you know, don't you want to be a little more careful who you're in business with? Don't you want to be a little more careful who the lab is that maybe you would help to fund this research? I mean, ultimately, his thesis in this particular piece was that we shouldn't be doing this kind of gain-of-function research related to the transmissibility of H5N1 influenza virus. But he does, as I said, point out that you should be doing the research in most cases because the risks effectively are not as significant as the benefits. You can't make it up. At this time, Fauci has not responded to any of these media reports on the issue. But I'll tell you, I just find it disturbing because he was, according to the report, okay with these kinds of experiments, even though they could lead to a pandemic. And just think about that for a little moment here. If you're a scientist and you know that you want this research maybe, but you know it's really scary stuff, why would you go to China for it? I mean, wouldn't you at least be wanting to make sure that that research was being done in labs that were well supervised? And we know that, you know, when it comes to China, these things are not really being that well supervised. Heck, we can't even get our pet food from China because it's not that well, shall we say, supervised. We knew. This is what's amazing here. We knew the Wuhan lab was a disaster. We knew it was a dangerous place. We knew that because, well, there was none other than a state TV report on it, a state TV, Chinese state TV CCP report on bats that were biting people at the Wuhan lab in China. Taiwan broke this news. They were the first to note this, and it's important because it shows we never should have been given so much as a single cent to China for the study of bat coronaviruses. This video, which aired on China State TV on December 29th, 2017, that would be 2 years, right, before the start of the Wuhan coronavirus pandemic, it shows scientists at the Wuhan Institute of Virology that were pretty cavalier, right, about protective equipment and about being bitten by bats that could contain and carry deadly viruses like SARS. Chinese state TV released the video because they were trying to show off, you know, how great their courageous Xi Shengli was, also known as the Batwoman, and how great her scientists were there. They were working so hard to find the origin of SARS, and they were risking their lives. As Taiwan News points out, and I quote, "Despite the fact that the scientists work in a biosafety level 4 lab, they show a shocking disregard for safety when handling potentially infectious bats, both in the wild and in the lab." In fact, in the video, if you go to the video and you see basically 4 minutes in and change, 4:45 in, you see a scientist holding a bat with bare hands. Meanwhile, you also see a little further along scientists collecting potentially highly infectious bat feces while wearing short sleeves and shorts and really having no noticeable personal protective equipment whatsoever other than some gloves. I mean, wow. In one section, one of the scientists, it talks about how a bat's fangs once went right through his glove, describing it, and I quote, and this is from the Taiwan translation, like being jabbed with a needle. So scientists are now admitting in this whole thing, in this video, that they often get splattered with blood during the research. It's pretty risky stuff. And so at some point, the Batwoman, Xi Shengli, was asked about it. And in a now dismissed or deleted article, I should say, she claimed that, quote, "this job is not as dangerous as everyone thinks." I mean, yeah, not so dangerous, right? Not so dangerous now that 3.5 million people are dead. I mean, this is unbelievable. We have so many questions here. And thank goodness somebody wants to get to the bottom of it. Thank goodness we're putting politics hopefully aside just for a moment in time, because the president has ordered all U.S. spy agencies to carry out a 90-day investigation into the origins of this pandemic. And that's really, really, really important right now, especially in light of some of the new things that we're learning, including a new study that claims it has proof that this COVID-19 was in fact created in a lab. There's this explosive new study that Chinese scientists may have created this COVID-19 in a lab. And apparently the scientists say they tried to get everyone's attention for the last year on this and they couldn't. Surprise, surprise. They say that the Chinese tried to reverse engineer versions of the virus in order to make it look, in order to make it seem like it evolved naturally from bats. I mean, that's really pretty wild stuff. Anyway, the Daily Mail obtained a copy of this, and they found that the study, which is about to be published in the Quarterly Review of Biophysics Discovery by a British professor named Angus Danglish and a Norwegian scientist named Dr. Bergen Sorensen, they said that they had primary evidence of retroengineering in China since last year, but were ignored by medical journals and academics, of course, right? Because, you know, hey, it was all politics back then and no one wanted to hear the truth. Nobody wanted to hear any real answers, even though President Trump had actually told the world he saw classified intelligence that led him to believe the virus came from the Wuhan lab. Well, now the truth is coming out. It could be that Donald Trump was absolutely right. It could be that all the intelligence, in fact, points to that. So why couldn't we talk about it back then? The study claims that researchers found unique fingerprints in COVID-19 samples that they say could only have been developed from manipulation in a laboratory. The professor, the British professor, telling the Daily Mail, and I quote, that the laws of physics mean you cannot have 4 positively charged amino acids in a row. The only way you can get this is if you artificially manufacture it. So according to this study, a natural virus pandemic would be expected to mutate gradually and become more infectious, but less pathogenic, which is what many had expected with the COVID-19 pandemic, but it has not appeared to have happened, again, according to the study. So the good news is, hey, at least some people want to get to the bottom of this. The bad news is that the media and the left were too politically motivated for way too long to care about hearing the truth, at least a year ago. The mainstream media aligned with a political school of thought that somehow blamed the former president because they thought that he might be trying to make China a scapegoat. No one, aside from me and some other select members of the non-mainstream media, actually cared about the truth here, which is why I again encourage you to support the show by subscribing to this channel, giving the video a thumbs up, clicking some of the links below. But again, as we look at the scenario right now, I think in some ways we've turned the corner and at least we're asking the right questions, right? We need to demand some accountability from China. And possibly we might get some of this. I mean, dare I say, because House Democrats and Republicans have come together for two bipartisan bills to get to the bottom of how this whole pandemic started and to allow families of victims to sue the Chinese Communist Party for damages stemming from its early concealment of the virus. Imagine that, two bills. First one being introduced by five Democrats, five Republicans. Yay, alleluia. It's called the Made in America Emergency Preparedness Act, and it would establish a 9/11 commission to investigate just exactly how this whole pandemic began. We need that. Look, we need that. We need Biden's 90-day study from the intelligence departments. We need bipartisanship here on all of this. Meanwhile, the second bill in the House would allow families of COVID-19 victims, this is interesting, to sue China or any other country that, quote, intentionally misled the international community on the outbreak. That would be called the Never Again International Outbreak Prevention Act. It would strip China of any kind of sovereign legal immunity, which would mean that China would have no legal protection against civil or criminal prosecution. Now, I'm not entirely sure how they're going to enforce that one. If China says, hey, we don't feel like showing up for court, I don't know what you do other than maybe you need to confront the possibility of having new sanctions. Anyway, the important thing here is everyone is on the same page. The Senate unanimously approving a measure requiring the federal government to declassify intelligence on the whole origins of COVID-19. So listen, we're going to start to get to the bottom of this. We will. I mean, the Senate bill was passed by unanimous consent, which is a big deal. The president's seemingly on board with all this. And despite having told us for so long it wasn't China's fault and that Trump was trying to blame China and that we needed to trust the science, the WHO, well, now he's doing this 180. We're not really sure why he's doing a 180. I mean, it may have something to do with the Wall Street Journal report that came out and showed that three scientists at that Wuhan lab all wound up in the hospital of November 2019. And that was part of the classified intelligence, which has now since been revealed. Anyway, it's not clear why he's doing this 180, but listen, again, I'll take it just in the hopes that maybe we can get to the bottom of this. And one thing, I'm just going to throw this out there. I think it's actually really, really terrifying, and it's perhaps the most terrifying aspect of all of this, is that the White House said it won't rule out the deliberate release of this virus. According to the deputy spokesperson who was doing a press conference just before the holiday, she said that no, they're not ruling anything out at this point. So that's obviously a little bit alarming, but these are questions that need to be answered. These are questions that should be asked. We need to be thinking about this. Why would China totally refuse access to the WHO? Why would China, you know, sit there and promote a story that we believe to be untrue? Why would Fauci carry China's water effectively for them, right? Telling us, no, there's no way this could have come. No way from a lab that the science doesn't point to that, when in fact now we're learning maybe the science does. Americans deserve to know the truth. You know that. I know that. No matter how ugly it is, no matter how uncomfortable it is, even for one of our trade allies, it's one of the reasons, truth is one of the reasons why I started my own digital news company, because I'm tired of big media and big corporations saying, you know, this or that, or you can report on this and that. No, we deserve to know what's what. So I encourage you to go to trishintel.com, sign up for my newsletter there, make sure that we have direct access with each other. And of course, remember, live free or die. I'm going to see you right back here tomorrow. One final note, happy Memorial Day, everyone. Just I hope you have a really wonderful week and you think really long and hard about the sacrifices that so many people have made so that we can enjoy these freedoms and so that I can sit here and pound the table and say, I want to know what happened in Wuhan, right? Live free or die takes on a new significance in light of all of this. And it's thanks to some very brave men and women that we have this privilege. So again, enjoy your holiday, remembering that, of course, and I will see you again tomorrow.